This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Michael Rank has recently released his fourth album of new material in 2 years with a rotating cast of musical cohorts he calls Stag. The Chatham County native has been mining a rich vein of outlaw folk that culminates with the songs on Deadstock. This time the players include members of Chatham County Line, Old Ceremony, John Howie Jr., and the Rosewood Bluff, among others. He'll be playing with Chatham County Line tonight for the season-ending Back Porch Music on the Lawn concert series at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. Michael joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So it's fairly remarkable for an artist to get four records done in 4 years, and you've done it in two. What has been the inspiration for all this songwriting?
Overachieving.
Yeah.
I think things are cliches for a reason. And I guess my parting ways with my son's mother got me in the cliche department.
Right.
So I think it's safe to say the lion's share of these songs are about that.
Well, there's a great line in The Stars Were Brighter that says, time felt better when I only had to measure it with you, which is...
Thank you.
I just think that's a great line, and that whole song is really fantastic. We'll listen to it, but can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, actually, that's one of the more upbeat songs that I've put out. Yeah. I think things are, you know, gauged by what they're next to, and where that might be a sad song on someone else's album. On my downer albums, that's one of the more fun ones.
That's the upbeat pop tune.
Yeah, and that song's also really cool because Chip Robinson from The Backsliders sings with me on that one. I wish you'd come back to me. God knows you're gone this time. Time felt better when I only had to measure it with you. And I find storms look better when I only had to weather them with you. The stars are brighter when I'm laying there beside her just with you.
There's a ragged edge to your recent songs that make them feel very raw and in the moment. And I wonder if your recording process is kind of designed to capture that.
Yeah, I do things a little, perhaps a little differently than most. I'm like a huge fan of demos. I collect demo bootlegs of the artists I love. But I also got to a point, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, where I do all my demos at home on an old Tascam 8-track cassette deck.
Cassettes?
Cassettes are hard to find, yeah. By the way, these days. And I got to a point where I liked my demos better than what was on the albums. I feel like you're constantly trying to recapture this thing that you can never recapture because, you already did it. So what I do now is really while I'm writing a song, I do my demo and my vocals and my guitar. That's it. I'm done. I don't redo them. So then I take, the cassette and I dump it all onto an external hard drive. And I just carry that around to studios and have all these musicians play to my demo. So that real instant raw thing that happens, it's there.
Which is really important in songs like Burn the Page, which leads off the record, with some great lines. And I guess that song is about letting go, but that's hard, right?
Apparently for me. four albums later, I think it's safe to say it's hard for me.
There's a lot of regret in some of the songs that you've put out over the past couple of years, but the flip of that is a sense, especially as these records have progressed, of determination and resiliency. And is that what keeps you going, and was that a hard corner to turn?
Yeah, it's funny. I think when you're so in the middle of it, you don't really see any of that. So you sort of gauge, which is kind of a scary thing to think about, you gauge what's happening by reviews or people's feedback. And I've been hearing that this, with each album, there seems to be a little more, I don't know, positive might be too strong a word.
Right.
But definitely some sort of shift. And I guess when you've had enough people say it, you're like, well, okay, I must be shifting.
Yeah, well, time, you know, time is supposed to do that for you, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. But, you know, I'm contrary. So. Yeah.
Is that Skylar Goodaz singing with you on This World on Fire?
Yeah, Skylar sings on about half this album with me. And all these albums have sort of been like Make-A-Wish Foundation for me. Where like I'm the one who gets to make a wish and I get to play with these just amazing people. And Skylar is certainly right up there on that list of amazing people.
Baby, don't leave me home again. 'Cause I don't know if I could last another round.
Was it easy to write Sun?
That was a really interesting song. I probably wrote that. I was laying in bed. Couldn't sleep. I had a guitar. And I wrote that song. It was completely done, music, lyrics, in about 15 minutes. Went upstairs to my upstairs studio. And by about 3 in the morning, it was recorded, mixed. And that's the exact version that's on the album.
You're making your way. Life is good. You're much older now.
Michael Rankin Stagg's latest recording is called Deadstock. Michael plays the back porch music on the long concert at 6 tonight with Chatham County Line. Michael, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're much older now. Something's better unopened. Don't fight the grain. Winter's always a loping. Keep spinning the cold. You're miles away. Your life is good. I'm much older. Comes into play.